You Go Elizabeth by Ron Terranova. Dear Senator Warren, I received your solicitation for a contribution to your Elizabeth for Massachusetts fund, and the check is in the mail. I am such a huge admirer of yours. You don't compromise, you retreat forward. You're strong like Maggie Thatcher, only you have a heart, and your britches don't rust when wet. Do you know what you do? You threaten every mean-spirited male jerk in both chambers of the House, just as you warm the chambers of my heart. Oh, and I forgot the most important house of all, the White House. How dare Donald Trump, calling you Pocahontas because you have Native American in your lineage. Pocahontas? Well, look, he's calling the kettle black. With his narcissism and insane hair, he reminds me of George Armstrong Custer. You should have gone on the war path with him. He's lucky you didn't scalp him. And not in one fell swoop, no. No, in small, excruciating increments. A little bit more, a little bit more, until you got down to Custer's last strand. And Mitch McConnell kicking you off the Senate floor because you read a letter by Coretta Scott King telling you you were out of order? Would he treat a man that way? No. What he did to you was like ancient Mandarin foot binding. I'll tell you what's out of order. His brain. I never liked that man. His neck makes him look like a turkey. I wish he was a real turkey. A cannibal turkey. So he could eat another turkey and choke in a turkey bone. Guys like him need a good kick in their giblets. I hear people call you a progressive firebrand. It's because when you speak, you get progressively hotter with passion. There have been times when I've watched you and smoke comes out of my TV. The alarms go off in my townhome and the HOA sends me nasty letters. Well, screw them and their stupid CCNRs. If you read the small print, it probably says people of certain ethnic and religious persuasions can't live in our community. Isn't that just like Huntington Beach? You know who's really threatened by you? Handsome Paul Ryan. Yeah, if having manta rays for ears is handsome. What's up with him? Top priority on his budget plan. Eliminate Meals on Wheels for impoverished seniors as if it were a moral imperative. Meals on Wheels? One molecule and one tiny drop in the fiscal bucket? Well, while you're at it, Paul, why not kick the orphans out of the orphanage? I bet you'd throw tiny Tim out in the snow to freeze to death, but only after breaking his crutch. Oh, you bet you would. The fact of the matter is, man, let's take a rest. Let's see what happens when some tough, smart, compassionate woman takes the helm, like Elizabeth Warren. And Senator, I know this will sound impertinent, but I would be honored if you would have my baby. And if you can't fit that into your schedule, what the heck, I'll have your baby. Thank you.